This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Unsterilized needles lead to 6 million Egyptians being infected by hepatitis C, 10% of the population. Drug companies in a complicated deal are selling hepatitis drugs at a fraction of their cost while imposing restrictions to protect their lucrative markets in the West, while public health experts howl. The British Parliament counts 44,000 primary laws over all the centuries of its government. In India, political rivalry with the ruling BJP party and its head, Narendra Modi, and the Delhi state government, run by a party winning on an anti-corruption platform, heated up when the federal police force raided the offices of the state government. The UN is changing its rules for selecting a secretary general slightly by allowing candidates to speak to all 193 nations before the Big Five make the selection. The head of Venezuela's National Guard is being charged in the U.S. for taking drug payoffs. San Diego becomes the first big city in the U.S. to legally commit itself to operating completely through renewable energy in 20 years. The percentage of high school seniors saying that they use narcotics other than heroin has gone down to 5.4% from 9.5% in 2004. There's a statue in front of the University of Pennsylvania Law School of a Chinese supernatural beast who was supposed to have the ability to tell the guilty from the innocent by butting them. In ancient India, a donkey was put in a darkened room and the defendant had to touch its tail. If the beast brayed, the defendant was guilty. The controversial drug company Valeant has agreed to a distribution deal with Walgreens and will reduce the price of some drugs. Teen cigarette usage fell more than 50% in the last 5 years. College enrollment also fell by 1.7%. And death penalty use also declined over the last year. Mayor of Flint, Michigan has asked the federal government for help to deal with lead in the drinking water. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.